Hello, everybody. Well, some sad tidings today, and that is Tommy Robinson is out of prison. So Tommy Robinson is a notorious criminal with an extensive criminal record, and he is a low-down, knuckle-dragging scumbag. So he was in prison his latest term at His Majesty's pleasure. He was serving an 18-month sentence for contempt of court, but the High Court reduced the length of his sentence. He's been free earlier, so yeah. He's already been speaking on social media, and he's acquired a beard. Now, this hirsute Tommy, is he somebody a bit different? By the way, never trust someone who can't even tell the truth about his own name. He's Stephen Yaxley Lennon, who's been going by this alias for a long time. He's the guy who rails against immigration, and illegal immigration. He illegally went to the United States using somebody else's passport, though. Now, okay, I've got to hand it to him. He did actually get through passport control leaving the United Kingdom. Maybe they don't check too carefully. But of course, they spot him in the United States, arrested, and sent back very soon afterwards. So he breached a lot of injunctions in 2021. He made some bogus allegations against Syrian refugee, and the person in question took out a libel action against him successfully, as though there wasn't enough anti-Muslim, anti-Syrian prejudice, enough ill will towards refugees. We re really don't need people disseminating false rumors about such people and making life even worse for them. Okay, and I'm more for restricting immigration and booting out people who are making false asylum claims and stuff like that. But they're still human beings, and we mustn't be spreading malicious rumors which are likely to incite violence. So you've got to weigh your words. Words lead to action. So one of the things that puts me off of Reform UK is some Reform UK voters have a soft spot for this guy, and he is really bad news. So no political party should touch him with a barge pole. He's not a member of Reform UK. He was actually attracted to George Galloway at first. Then he had his English Defence League. Now, I mean, I blush to mention he's half Irish, actually. So he said he was against extremist Islam. And okay, of course, I'm totally against the Taliban and Al Qaeda, and other Muslims are the main victims of such people. Is he an Islamophobe? I don't think he is. I suspect he's actually just deeply cynical. And he said that he had changed his mind and he's not prejudiced against our Mohammedan brethren after all, because he had actually had Muslim friends a long time ago. So I don't know what he's about now. And he's stalked and harassed a female journalist and stuff like that. So one of the things the judge took into account is there was no regret on yet Mr. Yaxley Lennon's behalf. He didn't recognize that he was had done wrong, so he was not contrite in the least, nor is he even willing to pretend that he will act in consonance with the injunction. Later on, he may yet breach it. So anyway, he's still got to come to Westminster Magistrates Court the 5th of June. He's been charged with harassing two journalists, leading to a fear of violence. So he's very bad news indeed, Tommy Robinson. So is this a change of heart, growing a beard? Something goes a bit wrong with men, the sort of midlife crisis where they suddenly become those who cultivate their follicles, facial follicles. Prince Harry, it all went wrong when that beard sprouted. Or indeed, Prince William, that long grey beard. My goodness, bad news. Don't worry, I'm pognophobic. You shan't see me letting my whiskers grow. So he has long been a pestilence of the nation and has not added to its gaiety. Has been disseminating bad tropes. He's been exacerbating communal disharmony. Yeah, he's been causing bad feelings between different segments of the community. And just because he's bad, he said he is bad, that doesn't automatically follow that all his enemies are good. And I don't like the leftards, the commies, and so on, who are his enemies either. But and there is two-tier police in the way the police are going to arrest him for simply peacefully protesting. There are times when the police were right to arrest him, when he's in contempt of court by the things he's saying and so on. So he's often incited hatred. He's really bad news, and I would just wish he would shut up. Is he going to change his tune? I doubt it. I mean, who would employ this guy? He used to be some sort of aircraft technician at Luton Airport. He goes on about his working class authenticity. And there is obviously a segment of the working class which regards him as an icon. And people were saying Free Tommy Robinson, who was it, Geert Wilders, that Dutch politician who addressed a rally Trafalgar Square saying Free Tommy Robinson. Well, I'm not glad he's free. And I know at the moment he's not the most dangerous one around. We do have to free up prison space. And yes, he committed a criminal offence. I know it wasn't the gravest one, but I still think because this isn't, he has previous. He's been to jail on a few occasions. You have to do something quite bad to go to jail. In a way, that's a good thing. I don't want people incarcerated over trifling offences like shoplifting or speeding if there's a mile over the speed limit or something like that, or walking on the grass. It's got to be prison for people who are a danger to society, really. And he certainly imperils society. And so he gives right wingers a bad name. People often think he's a right winger, which is why it really behoves right wingers like me to say, no, we want nothing to do with him. He is a villain. He's a gutter snipe. So we don't want this mountebank to have a platform. Like, I'm not saying deplatform that journalists are never to speak to him, but I would not want to facilitate his avocation of his repellent views in the least. Does he even know what he believes, or is he just willing to say anything? Is he just trying to grab attention? He's seen as a martyr by white nationalists. Now, I am a civic nationalist. I'm not an ethno-nationalist. Let that be triply underlined. I accept that people of all ethnicities can be Irish and indeed British and so on. And I mean, ethnicity to your DNA, okay, your DNA, your family matters somewhat, but it's certainly not everything. You can belong to a nationality by absorption. I realize people can belong to two or more nationalities, and they're not to be hermetically sealed. And obviously, race is just skin deep. It's just appearance that it's the individual that matters. It's not the ethnicity or nationality or race so much. So, nationality should be open to everybody, citizenship and so on. And I now realize that nations are to some extent imagined communities. I might have very little in common with somebody who's the same nationality as me, even if he's also born in Cork. I could have a great deal in common with someone who's like Mongolia or Paraguay or Kyrgyzstan or the Central African Republic, or wherever it may be. So I realize that people can overegg the importance of nationality, but he seems to be an ethno-nationalist, certainly against Muslims. And I know he did allow at least one Muslim in the English Defence League, an organization which is broken up. Well, where have most of the erstwhile members of this quantum organization gone? Methinks they're probably in Reform United Kingdom, which is obviously rather troubling. So really, that's the last thing we need. I think one thing I can say for Mr. Yaxley, that he's not anti-gay. They had a gay segment of it because, of course, they'd be very much in danger of the if a Shariat state were to come in. I remember going along as a journalist to try and infiltrate them at a rally once, and they can instantly tell I wasn't one of them. And this little old man turned around and told me to F off. So I suppose I take it as a compliment that I stuck out like a sore thumb. They could tell from a mile that I'm not one of those sort of people. Right. Thank you very much for watching my channel, and do what you can to prevent disharmonious relations between the races.